chugga-chugga big red car. We'll travel near and we'll travel far. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato.
Joining us on the phone right now is one-fourth of probably the most popular children's group in the world, Trace, the Wiggles. It's the Blue Wiggle himself and the only one of the originals left, Anthony Phil. Good morning.
G'day, Bryce. G'day, Trace.
Oh, now, we've spoke to some big artists on the show, but I think you are the biggest, Anthony, and you owe me a lot of money from when my kids were younger. No, I have got VHS cassettes of the Wiggles. I've got the Dorothy tail. I've got the hat. I have got every bit of merchandise you can think of.
Well, you know what? Every time we do shows all around Australia, we go into the audience and get, collect roses for Dorothy the dinosaur, bones for Wags the dog.
Yep.
People bring them to shows and bows for Emma. Emma is, incredibly popular with the children. But there's always, a whole lot of parents that were children when the Wiggles started, because we've been going 25 years now, and a lot of parents say, oh, I came and saw it. I was a little child. I came and saw you 20 years ago.
Now, every diehard 10-year-old Wiggles fan in town at the moment is thinking, what happened to the old Wiggles? So could you just explain the story of the transition from the originals, which you were part of, to the new Wiggles that you're now a part of as well?
Yeah, and it was 5 years ago, believe it or not. It was almost 5 years. We were going into our 50th.
Oh, wow.
Murray, Greg and Jeff retired for various reasons. Jeff had a bit of a heart problem, actually.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
And Murray just wanted to spend more time at home, and Greg just came back to help us out for a while. He's got a brand new family, and he's doing really well, But I just love it. Captain Feathersword. So we reminisce all the time about what happened 22 years ago, and the new Wiggles all go, come on, guys.
Because the rumour going around was that the hands were getting too sore from doing the Wiggle hands. That was the rumour.
Now, Anthony, the purple Wiggle, Jeff, he was the favourite with the kids only because they'd watch the DVDs and they'd sit there and all of a sudden they'd start screaming at the TV. I'd be cleaning in the kitchen.
Wake up, Jeff!
Yeah.
It's just so interactive for them.
Oh, he absolutely... People still yell out, wake up, Jeff. It's wake up, Lockie, now. But Emma, who is, the first female Wiggle, honestly is so popular with the children. At the show, you get a sea of yellow and girls wearing bows in their hair because Emma wears a bow in her hair. And it's actually been very rewarding to watch, and I'm very proud of Emma and love to see the children come along, and they've got a new hero. Jeff definitely was the most popular in the originals.
Speaking of Emma and Lockie, they were married recently. How is that going? Because you've got to work together as well as live together. I don't think I could do that.
Oh, no, they're going really, they're a great couple, but the wedding happened and they had 2 days and we've been on the road ever since. So Simon and I say we've been on their honeymoon.
Yeah, you're on the honeymoon.
We're the third and fourth wheel.
Lucky you, Anthony.
Because what happens in the situation, Anthony, when those two start fighting? Obviously, there's no Wiggle hands then when they're arguing, unless that's how they argue. You'd imagine there's not much tension considering you're around kids all the time.
They shouldn't be fighting. They've only just got married.
Well, yeah, then they're not that type either. They're very, very calm, chilled. If they fought, it would be a silent fight because they're just very relaxed.
Are they right next to you now?
No, not at all. No.
Oh, I was gonna say.
We're doing a sound check. They're calmest, peace-loving people. So there'll be no wiggly arguments going on.
Now, you're coming to Bundy on the 21st of August. You've got two shows that are both sold out at Shalom College. If the kids are going along and thinking, yes, I got a ticket to the Wiggles, what can they expect at the actual show at Shalom?
Oh, well, it's going to be... all the Wiggles are there, of course. Dorothy, Wags, Henry the Octopus, and Captain Feathersword. Lots of music from the last couple of years and for the last 25 years. So mums and dads coming along will know all the songs and the children. It's still a very interactive show. It's lots of fun. And Shalom's a great place. We performed there last year.
Can I just check, Anthony, is my favourite song on the set list? That would be a bit of Toot Toot Chugga Chugga, Big Red Car.
You know what? We're not doing Toot Toot.
No,
there's a reason we don't do it.
Why?
Because the car doesn't fit in Shalom in the auditorium.
Oh, leave it to us. We'll make sure it fits, Anthony.
We have to get the cardboard one out, but we haven't got that at the moment.
I tell you what, you'll have every 6-year-old kid throwing his dummy at you on stage if he doesn't hear it.
Well, you're right. I mean, we can see it. But you got half the auditorium, you can't get the car in. It just waits in the trunk.
Oh,
it is a big car.
That's okay. There's heaps of other great songs we can sing along to.
Can you bring another song? Talk about another song. I'll tell you if we're doing
it. Hot Potato.
We're doing it.
Fruit Salad, Yummy Yummy. Oh, the list is endless.
They're the classics.
Well, mate, we can't wait to see you here. Well, we're probably a bit old to come and see your show
now.
No, I'm 27, Trace is 44, so we're probably a bit past our Wiggles days. But, mate, the kids can't wait to see you at Shalom College on the 21st of August, mate. Anthony Field, the Blue Wiggle, thanks for having a chat to us this morning,
mate. Thanks, Bryce. Good on you, Trace. Good to talk, guys.